Hey, welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. On a Friday in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, and low this morning down to the teens, tomorrow morning single digits above with a wind chill. I jokingly brought up, hey, is the ice thick enough to go out, for the hardcore ice fishermen out there, Doug? But I guess ice safety and making ice is something that we'll be doing here.
Well, you don't have to be a physical science major to realize that when the temperature goes below 32 degrees, you start making ice, Here, one of the things that I really, really like focus on is, similar to what you mentioned earlier on, A year ago, 2 weeks ago, 54 weeks. So that sounds better.
Yeah.
That sounds better than a year ago, 2 weeks ago. 54 weeks ago, when we had 2.5 feet of snow across central North Dakota, it didn't care that it was October.
No.
54 times 2 would 100, be...
128.
100 and, 118.
No, 108.
108.
108.
108 weeks ago. It didn't care that it was October because it snowed like a banshee 2 years ago.
Correct.
In October.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter what the calendar says, that when the temperature gets below 32 degrees, you start making ice. So there are some years where we're not making ice at Christmas.
Yeah.
We have warmer than average temperatures. In fact, I don't even think what should be average right now, because it's been so cold. And I should pump the brakes just a little bit, because I remember 13 days ago, we were at down by Detroit Lakes on a beautiful summer Sunday afternoon. It was like 80 degrees, and I think there was even like severe thunderstorm warnings in the lakes region of Minnesota. So It feels like it's been cold and snowy forever. We forget what should average be right now, Mick?
Well, if you live in Honolulu, the average overnight low is 68 and the average daytime high is 78, and it happens every day. But here, as we live as far away from an ocean as is possible in the middle of the North American continent, average is just a number. It's a collection of extremes that they add them all up and divide by whatever and get a number.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we think that we would wish for average temperatures, like you said, average is just a number. I say that about a lot of things in life. Like, perfect is just a word. I mean, there is no such thing as perfect. It does. Same thing with exponentially. Well, there's no, if it's really truly exponential, you're a math, you're a numbers man. If it really truly is exponential, then it never ends.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
And this was something, I operate in the real world where I have friends in the farming world that, serious issues, like especially, it's been happening for years around the Devil's Lake and north up into the Langdon Canyon areas with easements that say perpetual.
Yes.
Perpetual doesn't end.
It began in the 60s and 70s, and Grandpa signed that thing because he thought it didn't have to have an ending.
Right.
But now we discover it should have had an ending.
Right, yeah. Right. So words are very strong and powerful. And when we talk about average, that's just an actual a number that we kind of look towards. And when I talk about ice fishing, I legitimately have had conversations in the past on a couple different levels where people have said, on the early ice, man, you need to be marking those places with thin ice. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I joke is, say, you want to go out there and mark it for me? Because I ain't going out there and marking it thin ice.
Here's where you can fall through. No thanks.
People will say, you should not allow ice fishing before January 1st. And I'll say, there have been times when we've unfortunately had very good ice conditions by November 1st, mm-hmm. where, because this is really a bad way to start making ice, though. I mean, and this is legit. When you take cold temperatures, you start freezing it, then you mix it with snow, and you got the wind factor. That makes, and we talk about this, you can have bad ice in February. Mm-hmm. Anytime you start making ice with a mixture of snow, with a mixture of wind, and then you kind of have, like, nobody's going to say, oh, I wish we'd go down to 15 degrees, down to 25 below zero to make really good firm ice. But if you're going to make ice, that would be a lot better than having warm temperatures in the day, freezing temperatures at night, warming back up, thaw, freeze, snow, wind. But if you had no snow and you had 5 degrees and you didn't have the wind, you start making good ice. So to say, oh, North Dakota shouldn't open ice fishing until at least December 1st. They shouldn't allow ice fishing until January 1st. And I will say, I can remember many years when we have told people, you might want to not be going on the ice. And that was February 15th, where we had an early spring about 2016, mm-hmm. when things started thawing in the mid part of February. So when it comes to safely trying to set a beginning and an end of ice fishing, you could say that, well, the safest time is going to be, and I could probably, you know, hedge my bet that it would be, you're going to be safe ice fishing probably from like January 10th till about February 10th. If you're really just going to, and anything after that, year after year, it could vary where you just throw up your arms and say, there's no way of setting an opening date for ice fishing and a closing date for ice fishing, Mick.
And then if you're living in this world of gray that we live in, making black and white rules for Cayuga, North Dakota,
yeah.
which is 10 miles north of the North Dakota-South Dakota border, you can ice fish a certain date.
Right.
But in Hecla, South Dakota, 20 miles south of there, everything is relative.
Right. And you'd go through the same thing in, a 20-mile stretch. You could do the same thing on Devil's Lake, a big, huge body of water where you might have some small little back bay that's untouched where some guy for the last, let's see, when did the water come back? 1993?
Mm-hmm.
For the last, boy, how's my math today? 27 years?
Yep.
For the last 27 years has been sneaking out there, catching walleyes in the early ice fishing season, going, yeah, that'll work. But there would be somebody that would say, the last thing you want to do is probably be heading out on Minnewaukan Flats on the big wide open parts of Devil's Lake until you have a good, 6 to 8 inches of firm, solid ice. So here's the thing. Going into this weekend, we've got a lot of opportunity. We've got, some pheasant hunting. And quite honestly, it might not be the best weather conditions for your body. But, get out there. And the nice thing is, we didn't have as wet of a fall. So you can walk the edges of those sloughs where last year they were flooded. Mm-hmm. And you can get closer to those pheasants. So you've got some pretty good opportunities for pheasant hunting, for grouse hunting, for partridge hunting. The weekend for archery deer might be, they're going to say, Lear, you were wrong, but I just got to go home and I'll hear that.
Yeah.
this might be the best weekend that we've had for archery deer hunting so far.
Yeah.
Because when we get into a weather pattern that makes things a little bit colder, people, well, that's going to influence the rut. The deer are going to go into the rut. The photo period is the biggest driving force of deer going into the rut, and it's getting closer to the prime of the rut. But the thing that this weather is going to do for archery deer hunters is it's going to make those deer feed a little bit more.
Okay.
And that's going to help out the deer hunters.
And there's less corn, standing corn and sunflowers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so when I think of, like opportunities this weekend, in your backyard going duck and goose hunting, might be like, well, this might not be the best weekend. But if you look, and like we were talking earlier on, if you go do some scouting and you travel up to the Devil's Lake or Candu, Botno, Kenmare, Harvey areas, there might be people, listening going, hey, Lear, Medina, Gackle, come on out here. I don't know. I haven't been there. But I can tell you that, typically when we get to this time of year, those are some really good areas across central North Dakota. And it ain't over yet. That's a good way to tag it. It ain't over yet, Mick.
Good deal. All righty. Ducks and geese. Now, pheasant season is, what are the dates on the pheasant season?
Right. You've got a long time. Like, our pheasant season is one of the longest seasons. You've got actually until January 3rd. And, it seems kind of strange. Like, we started our youth pheasant season the first weekend in October. And then we opened up our pheasant season October 10th. The October 17th date allowed non-residents now can hunt on plots and on public land across North Dakota. South Dakota, they just actually opened up their pheasant season last weekend, so they're just kind of starting to get underway. So yeah, pheasant season, archery deer, ducks and geese. Man, there's the main, and I'll even tell you that too, Mick, is go for a Sunday drive. Get outdoors, You know, get out and breathe some fresh air. Go for a walk. Get some fresh air in your lungs. It'll do a body good.
Burn up a little ethanol. Get out there.
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely.
Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist. You also have a great weekend.
You too, my friend. Take care, Mick.
Thank you. We'll see you next Friday.
Sounds good, bud.
All righty. Here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, we'll see the rest of you Monday right here on Farm Talk.